Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law. With your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's program, anyone who has relocated an elderly loved one to a nursing home knows the emotional strain it could put on the family. Even if you do all your research, due diligence, doubts still do linger about getting the proper care for your loved one while you're away. Now, recent discoveries indicate that such worries about neglect occurring in nursing homes actually may not be unfounded. But is there a difference between nursing home abuse and neglect? Nursing homes are always understaffed, in most cases. Today, from the law firm of Kelly Ustahl, is Donald Fan, who used to represent nursing homes until he had a life-changing experience regarding his own mother in a nursing home, and now represents just families, and he takes this very personal. First, I'd like to welcome the legal panel for today, Gary Singer. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hey, Phil. I don't understand. Why do they make nurses live in a home together? Doesn't make any sense. Why can't they live like in normal homes with their husbands?
Alzheimer's starting to set in. I could see that as well. And we have a special legal panelist from the law firm of Weiss, Handler, and Cornwell, Bill Cornwell. Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon. I want to live in that nursing home.
Well, also, welcome to our listeners on 96.9 FM, 103.9 FM, and 740 AM, and also our national listeners on iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now apps. And you could actually watch the production of the show as it's being produced. It's simple. Just Google Legal News and Review, Facebook, and we come right up, and you get to see past shows. And if it's on a Thursday, you'll get to see this show as well. We're recording live at Kelly Ustahl Building in their mock courtroom, you know, from car accidents, harmful products, medical malpractice. Careless or unlawful conduct causes you or your family injury. Kelly Ustahl protects your right to fair compensation. Just go to justiceforall.com. It's that simple, justiceforall.com. You'll get the information. You can even look up Don Fan as well. And Don Fan, welcome to Legal News and Review.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm actually a big fan of you, Don.
Well, thank you.
Your last name's Fan.
I know.
Is there a difference between nursing home abuse and neglect?
Well, there's a fine line between those two things. And my description of the two is as follows. Nursing home neglect can be negligence. It can just be somebody failing to do something. It may be because
like
they
turning don't, over a patient so they don't get a bed sore.
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be failing to respond to a call bell in a timely manner that keeps somebody from getting out of bed and trying to go to the restroom, which is something that happens all the time. And they fall, they injure themselves, they break their hip, probably what my mother did, actually. There's a lot of things that can fall into neglect. Abuse, as far as I'm concerned, is different. Abuse always has a component of neglect, but abuse is more intentional. Abuse is that thing that we all fear the most for our loved ones, for ourselves, if we ever get in that position. But abuse is, in my opinion, a whole different animal.
Let me jump in. I'm sorry. This is Gary Singer. You know, my question on this comes with, we're talking about negligence, right? So you look at negligence, and you got to look at what a standard of care is. But since the changes to the healthcare, at least from what I've seen, having spent too much time recently dealing with hospitals and whatnot, the general standard of care for hospitals has gone so far down that it's almost to the level of neglect, period. It would seem that most patients that are in there are, generally speaking, ignored. And it's easy to see that when you go into a hospital and you look in any room and something's beeping and no one's coming to look at what's beeping, right? Oh, we have telemetry. No, they don't, because no one's looking at it. I had an experience recently where I was in a, supposed to be one of the best hospitals in the country, asked to speak to the floor doctor, never came despite recent, you know, repeated requests. And when I looked him up the next day, he had been licensed for less than 8 days.
Wow.
Only person, only doctor available, and never came, right? So when you have that standard being so low, how do you delineate what neglect is?
Well, you're actually talking about two different situations. A hospital is one thing. I spent a lot of time in that arena, medical malpractice, specifically for many years before I started doing long-term care. And long-term care is actually... it's worse.
Yeah, well, that's my point. If hospitals are this bad,
right,
what could possibly be neglectful in the way that nursing homes are supposed
to be? You know, it's obviously situational. What you're doing is you're just through, describing what you've seen and what you've experienced. It's just a problem. It's a problem everywhere. But in a hospital, there are more people around to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that can report things, see things, react to things. The problem in nursing homes are that people there day after day, could be for months, years, and there's not a lot of people around all the time at night. Most nursing homes at night are assisted living facilities, which are a big thing now. It's a big problem in assisted living facilities also.
Yeah, I bet.
There's a shortage of eyes on. As a result, things happen that are just mind-bending, frankly.
So how either legally through individual cases or more systemically, how can that be addressed?
Staffing is the biggest thing. Having enough people on staff, having them well-trained, and having changes occur in the long-term care arena when it comes to responsibility of the license holders, the owners. They've done a really good job of protecting themselves. They have low insurance coverage. They have a lot of arbitration agreements, which, reduce their the threat that would typically be present in an abuse case or a negligence case. So it's the law really needs to address those two things. They need to have a much higher insurance policy so that lawyers can afford to take these cases, and so that arbitration agreements don't cut out from under everybody the opportunity to get fair compensation. Those two things.
And I know we feel like we're attacking you, but this is such an interesting subject, and you see the aftermath of it, I assume, mostly because you're representing clients who've got claims. You've seen it all, I assume, at this point. You've been doing it for some time, I assume. Tell us what we can tell clients prospectively they need to do or to minimize being one of your clients in the future.
Sure. And first, I don't feel attacked, I promise you. If this is an attack, I'm doing really good. All right. This is softball. That's an attack. You know, what you need to do, or actually there's some very simple things that you can do. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we could go on for hours. I could talk about the subject forever. But one of the things that you need to do is you need to anticipate the need. People and families, to the extent there is a cohesive family, and a family to me is two people. You can have two people, but whoever is going to be potentially responsible for you, you have to have a conversation with them about what you want if you end up in a situation where you need long-term care. They need to be able to make decisions for you. Powers of attorney, there's different mechanisms by which you can make or authorize people to make decisions for you if you're incapacitated or need nursing home care or long-term care of other types. So you need to think about it in advance. Don't be afraid of it. The other thing that you need to do is investigate a little bit in advance, as you see it coming. Most people see it coming. They see something happening in someone's life, and they anticipate the possibility of needing long-term care. You need to take advantage of the time you have and look into the facilities, do the best you can. There's websites you can go on to. Just use Google.
Is there any real good resource? I feel on this a little bit because I just went through a lot of this, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm a I research and write for a living, right? As an attorney, if you think that's kind of what we do. Mm-hmm. And we have a sharp mind, I hope. Most
Plus
attorneys are looking for problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to find that information. Are there good resources that you can share? Because I looked. I mean, it's the information out there is all personal to people who want to complain on Google. You know, it's like reading an Amazon review at best if you can find any information.
In Florida, you can go to the ACCA website, and that's the best place to go. And they will give you the name of the facility. They will let you know who owns it. They will give you a list of survey results because these facilities are surveyed either on a regular rotation or there's complaint surveys. If somebody calls ACCA, they'll come in and you can get information that way. But to cut to the nuts and bolts of it, there is no way to know that a facility is a good facility because it only takes one person to be that person who wrecks somebody's life.
Although last time you were on.
True. Very true point.
Last time you were on, and I said, you know, you can't be there 24 hours a day. And you said, well, Phil, you can.
You're right. What you need to do, there's a few things that you need to do that are very, very practical, and that is get to know who's on the staff, meet with them when you can. You should know the name of everybody that's caring for you or your loved one on a regular, you should know their name. Need to meet with the director of nursing of every one of these facilities. They're the ones who are in charge of the medical care. Know them, let them know you're there, and never show up at the same time all the time. That as strange as that sounds, you come in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, you come on weekends, you come at different times. Do not let them know, because I promise you, they keep track. They know. They know when things are you know, when somebody might walk in on them. Now, ideally, the real thing we all need to do, and this would take care of just an enormous number of problems, is there should be video cameras in every single room, in every nursing home
yes.
in this country.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Body cameras.
In this country.
The police wear.
And there's no excuse for not having them.
I could even right now look at my little dog in the house. We have one of those cameras there.
Right.
You have your dog in nursing home?
And
no.
I have people who hear me. I start preaching about this, but it's the truth. We videotape parking lots and potato chips. We videotape everything there is, but except some of the most vulnerable humans on the planet. And the
people do that?
As
a family member, can you go into
do they
a
have legal
home?
Well,
rights?
I tell you what I'm going to. I can tell you this is what I'm going to tell you instead of answering that question directly. I can tell you that I have a case in this office right now that Phil is talking about, where there was a video of abuse. The husband put the video in the room and captured some of the worst abuse I have ever seen, ever.
Horrendous.
Wow.
And it's on, and part of it, and there's hours of it.
Was it surreptitious?
It was surreptitious, absolutely, and he had every right to do it.
Wait, that's a big
one. He had every right to do it.
Sneaky, right?
Without the facility knowing.
Oh,
yes, he had. It was. He had
just a real estate lawyer.
No, no.
Well, one of the things that they relied on years ago,
like
was
a nanny cam, like a teddy bear cam.
Yes, yes. They relied on, as bizarre as this sounds, one of the biggest problems that the industry had was the privacy of the caregivers. Now, I mean, I don't know if that strikes you as insane as it strikes me, but the caregivers, they really have no privacy rights in regard to caring for my mother.
Well, it's work, too.
Right.
Like, do you have expectation of privacy at work?
And that's part of the reason why it's available, why you can do it, is it's an expectation of privacy analysis. And nursing homes are the homes of these people. That's their home. I mean, you're really supposed to close the doors and knock on the doors before you walk in. There's practical problems with all those, and I'm not a big advocate of strict compliance with some of the outrageous requirements in the Bill of Rights, but the simple ones I am an advocate of. And I can tell you right now, this is what I will tell you. If my mother was in a nursing home, I was concerned about it, I'd have a camera in there. That's what I'll tell you.
They're so cheap now.
Right.
That's good advice.
And the privacy rights of everybody else can be dealt with. Anybody wants to sit down, talk to me, length about it, I can give you a point-by-point way of dealing with everybody else's right to privacy.
Well, let me ask
I
you
can
this.
Do it.
Is it admissible if you see the harm being done? It's criminal. You know, the abuse is criminal. Is that admissible to the courts?
Well, I mean, I'm not a criminal lawyer, but I can tell you that I have had plenty of investigators call me and ask me for videos, photographs in all kinds of situations. They're really anxious to get them. That's what they have to make those decisions. But the privacy rights that I'm concerned about and everybody else is should be concerned about are of the resident being abused.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't yet heard a resident complain about somebody being caught abusing them
right.
by a video camera. I've
right.
never heard them say, oh, you... It doesn't happen. It won't happen. I don't think.
I assumed part of your answer to my question that started this was be there, see them, show up at unannounced times, exactly
right.
what you said. Tell the people listening what signs they should be looking for when they make these visits that would be sort of the red lights or bells and whistles.
Well, in a general, a very general statement, which is the most simple way of responding to that is look for sudden changes in condition. Now, people might think I'm using this as a medical analysis, and I'm not. You know your loved one better than anybody else, and if you think they're acting differently, you say something about it. If you see something that you don't understand, you say something about it. Don't let the facility tell you, "Oh no, it's okay." Because they don't know your loved one the way you know them. Do not let them tell you that you're wrong. You push it. You may be wrong, and that's fine. That's their job is to prove you wrong, as far as I'm concerned. And you stay there, and you don't. You just do not lay down. I cannot tell you how many times I have a gigantic case in Georgia right now where the family had to ask the facility to send their loved one out, had to ask them over and over again, send her to the hospital, and within days she was dead.
Oh no.
All right. So, and this is not unique. This is not unusual that the family says you've got to send them out, and sometimes you'll get notes in a nurse's notes, family insists. You can tell they're irritated. And family insists. Yeah, insist. You're not there to be their friends. They're there to do a job. You
right.
should be nice to them like anybody. I mean, you be a human. You know, they're caring for your loved one. But your job isn't to make them happy. They're supposed to do what they need to do. And do not, your own instincts will get you farther with this than anything else.
Yeah, here's my question on that. You know, it's obviously fantastic advice without any disclaimer to that.
Right.
Except for the disclaimer of, that's easy to say as a trial attorney. You know, it's easy to say as someone who, you know, like myself, I'll speak to myself now, not a trial attorney, but a litigation attorney. There's a little difference there. Who's basically an a-hole, right? I mean, I walk around, I'm an a-hole. That's my wife. I'm an a-hole, right? So,
don't worry, we'll beep that out.
When I was making complaints and insisting in the hospital, it was difficult for me, and I'm a professional a-hole. Right? How is a normal person with a normal job who isn't used to standing up to bullies, who isn't used to doing the things that litigators or other people in similar, supposed to do that? It's difficult. That's a difficult thing to ask.
And I understand. And it's difficult.
It's difficult.
There you go.
But it's which means it's a great answer, it's a correct answer, but it's not an answer that's going to work in the real world. So what else can people do besides turning themselves into a-holes when they're not to make it work for their relatives?
Well, let me say this, that I see people do it all the time.
That's good.
I see people do it all the time.
Good to know there's more a-holes than I thought.
And I think that it's a matter of education. You listen to things like this, and you understand that that's what is expected. There are always going to be those relationships. Listen, doctors and nurses have the same relationship. You know, nurses are afraid to call doctors because they don't want to wake them up. All right? And that's stupid. That's just ridiculous.
Yes.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, but Dan,
that's ridiculous.
From the Center of Elder, on Elder Abuse, they claim of a study of 2,000 nursing facility residents indicate an abuse rate of 44%. I mean, that's unconscionable. The number of Alzheimer's cases are expected to rise. People read that, they know that, by the year 2025. But the study also showed that 47% of patients with dementia suffers from some form of abuse in the nursing home.
I'm not one who was going to, there's a lot of it. How's that? There's a lot of it. The statistics are what they are. I don't know who did them, but I will tell you, I don't need that to know There's an enormous amount of neglect and abuse going on. It doesn't take a lot of people to do it. There are, once again, put cameras in all these places. You're not going to have to worry about telling anybody. You're not going to have to worry about convincing anybody, because right. You know what's going to happen? They know someone's watching them. They're going to be in the room when they're supposed to be. They will be doing things you can recognize. There won't be a dispute. And you know what else? The people who are wrongfully accused of abusing somebody will be saved.
Right. They'll be exonerated.
So, yeah, so why aren't we? I mean, that's a good, common sense, not expensive solution. Why aren't we doing it?
Call your legislature, legislator, and find out.
I gotta wait for the recount.
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I've seen it from both sides, that is really the best solution overall. But nothing will stop it all. Nothing's going to stop it all. We just do the best we can.
But we've been doing the show for years, and this is like one of the clearest, easiest solutions of all the topics we've discussed that would nip a huge problem in the bud. This is something that needs to happen.
Hey, get me up to the Florida legislature. I'll talk to them all day about it and explain to them why they can do it and why they're wrong if they think they can't.
Yeah,
get me there.
Your client your client that passed away in Georgia. Aren't they said? I mean, these are older people, mm-hmm. and they put little value in them. Is that actually the case?
Well, you know, it's.
Or nursing homes don't carry enough insurance to make it
viable.
Well,
that particular group has plenty of insurance in there, but I can't tell you how dangerous just a few bad people can be in a nursing home. And by the way, I don't want to skip over this. Assisted living facilities are catching up, because assisted living facilities are lower level care, but they're keeping people too long and keeping people they should not be caring for.
Wow.
And so that's the next wave. It's happening, and they don't want to give up that dollar. They have people, so they hold them longer than they should. But that's a different, you know, that's another topic.
Another topic, yeah,
forever.
Definitely. We're going to
pursue
that.
That's a big, big deal. A lot of people getting hurt. We've got some bad, really bad cases. But it's an assisted living facility, and some of those are beautiful. So they don't think anything can happen. Forget it. It's got nothing to do with how pretty they are. It's got to do with the staff, the person at the bedside.
But you are on the other side. You know what you're up against representing nursing homes that you've done for many years as well. So you know what you're up against.
Yep, I do. And it's a lot. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money to be made. A lot of people have gotten rich in that business, no matter what they say. And I'm nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with them making money. Actually, I'd like for them all to make money and then use it the right way. It's fine. I don't care if they get rich. They just need to do what they need to do to care for the residents. That's what they need to do. And although, I mean, I was very, very engaged in one of the biggest long-term care companies in the world. And I can tell you that there are people that will hear this from that company. And my advice is, get the cameras, put them in, don't be afraid. It will work out in the long run. It will be better in the long run. There is no question.
I would think better for them. Yeah, the owners of the company, the shareholders,
yes.
They don't want to be sacked with cases like this.
You legally can put a camera in that room?
Well, I can tell you right now in Florida, I've got, we have cases. You see cases in the news all the time.
Yeah.
You don't hear follow-ups where people are going to jail. So I can tell you that the case that you're aware of that I came was on Channel 10. You can Google my name. You can see it's a 5-minute special. Five minutes they did on this one case, and I can tell you right now, he properly, appropriately placed that camera. Now there's going to be, I'm sure, we haven't gotten anywhere. It's down the road. We got a long way to go. And I'm sure I'm going to hear snipes, people barking and this and that. I've already got little, but it's been sitting there for a long time. Nobody's come to arrest my client. And I have had advice. I've had advice about this situation.
Yep.
Phil's Gary? Pointing at me.
I'm pointing at you because Mike's pointing at me.
Oh, okay. Means it must mean we're running out of time.
The point.
So, hey, if someone, if someone, you know, thought that they had a potential issue with this and they wanted to reach out to you, how would they get a hold of you?
Call Kelly Ustall. You can go to the website, call us,
I know what
and
it
ask
is.
For me, and I'll
justiceforall.com.
Justiceforall.com.
But do you know the phone number?
The phone number. The phone number is okay. It's 954-522-6601. 954-522-6601.
This is such a incredible problem. The only problem real quick that I can see with the cameras is that it's much easier to get an injunction against putting a camera in than to get an injunction against abuse, right? Because, it's already illegal to abuse. So I can see that's what they're going to try to do.
Good luck getting.
They got to try it.
They're going to put provisions in their service agreements
prohibiting it. They already tried to do that. I think your constitutional rights are that what they are. And I don't know. What are you going to do? Spank them after they're done?
I agree with you.
No, you got to put it in.
No, I'm with you.
100%. And it's kind of hard to get an injunction when it's already been done.
Yeah, no.
They don't raise their hand and say, can I put a camera in here?
No, I meant by the employers doing it.
Yeah. Well, bring it on. We've got an answer.
You are one of the most passionate attorneys. You're a man on a mission.
Yeah, I couldn't do what you do.
It's because of the love of your mother.
Yes, it's so beautiful. All about her.
Yeah.
I couldn't
and everybody else.
It's got to be really take a huge toll. I'm really thankful that there are attorneys like you out there willing to fight a fight that most of us really emotionally, I don't know, I could do that day after day. Thank you for doing that, and I want to thank you for being on. To all our listeners, if you got a problem, you think there's a problem, you think there's anything, ask questions, be safe,
and be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.